How hard is it to change a custody agreement?
Hey, hey, welcome to the WTF Divorce Podcast. My name is Rob Roseman. On this show, we talk about everything divorce, whether you're thinking about divorce, going through it, or figuring out life after. Divorce, co-parenting, dating. We cover it all and break it into short clips so it's easy for you to find and learn from. If you want more help, head on over to WTFdivorce.com. Thanks for listening. On to today's show. Real quick, let's talk about today's sponsor. The WTF Divorce Podcast is sponsored by Our Family Wizard. If you're a co-parent, you know how frustrating it can be constantly going back and forth with your ex about the kids, schedule, and expenses. Our Family Wizard helps keep everything organized in one app, making co-parenting communication less stressful. More about how Our Family Wizard can help in a few minutes, but now on to today's show.
How hard is it to change a custody agreement?
Okay, so this kind of depends on your state's law as well as the facts and circumstances of your case. So in general, in my experience as a divorce attorney in Illinois, you generally must show that there's been a significant change in circumstances since entry of the judgment. So you can't go back before the judgment, because anything that happens before the judgment, we're assuming was resolved by the judgment. So basically, something has occurred such that modification is in the best interest of the children. So let's give some examples here. The child turning from age 7 to age 8, probably not going to cut it, right? The child being diagnosed with a significant health issue, maybe. A parent moves to a different state, definitely. So you can kind of see the spectrum there of what would pass muster and what would not. And just bearing in mind that the court at the end of the day wants consistency and stability for the children. And so it is not going to change something that's going to disrupt that unless there's a really legitimate reason to do so.
How would you advise somebody to discern whether it's legitimate or not? Is it go right to their lawyer, or is this where a divorce coach as kind of a liaison is a good person to touch base with?
I think chatting with a coach is probably a good first step, unless you have an attorney kind of on retainer already. You could shoot them a quick email and just say, is this worth going after? Or do you think it's not going to be enough? And they'll usually be able to tell you, I don't think that's going anywhere, or you have a legitimate reason to seek to modify. And if the answer is no, it's not enough, then talking to a coach might be helpful as well, because then you can kind of make a plan for how you want to move forward in light of things not changing. You know, if the situation is staying the same, how do I want to change my approach, or how do I want to move forward?
Yeah, I didn't, again, had no idea there were even divorce coaches when I was going through my divorce. So I think this kind of middle person, because I guess our big fear is every time I pick up the phone, it's $400 to talk to my lawyer, who will right. ignore me, probably tell me it's not worth going after. So more and more, yeah. I think we see the value in having somebody else to talk to.
The WTF Divorce Podcast is sponsored by Our Family Wizard. If you're a co-parent, you know how frustrating it can be constantly going back and forth with your ex about the kids, schedules, and expenses. Our Family Wizard helps keep everything organized in one app, making co-parenting communication less stressful. Here's Maddie to explain how Our Family Wizard changed her co-parenting life.
Before Our Family Wizard, my co-parent and I were constantly arguing. We disagreed on the cost of our kids' activities. We would fight over whose turn it was to pick up our daughter from school. We had absolutely no boundaries. Our Family Wizard has not only improved communication between us, but it has also saved my sanity. We use the shared calendars, expense tracking, and secure messaging on a daily basis. The ability to coordinate and share important information, plus manage expenses, has stopped the confusion and the fighting. This allowed us to put all our focus back on just enjoying the quality time we have with our kids.
Join more than 1 million parents and family law professionals who trust Our Family Wizard. Go to www.ourfamilywizard.com/WTF and get free co-parenting tips and insights from family law and mental health experts. That's www.ourfamilywizard.com/WTF to get started today.